Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
So I've been thinking quite a bit about Eric Carle's classic children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Do you remember it? My December was a bit stressful, okay? And although I didn't eat through a 15-pound stick of salted salami, as the poor bloated caterpillar did, at some point last month, I did buy an entire wheel of brie with full knowledge that I'm the only one in my house who likes it, and I don't have it anymore. Near the end of the book, just before turning into a beautiful butterfly, and just after a Saturday evening carousal through a well-stocked pantry, the caterpillar chooses to eat through one nice green leaf and feels much better. Yeah, I'm there too, buddy. Somewhere in the last month, chocolate became one of the four food groups on my table every night, and oh, the homemade caramels and their little twists of wax paper that kept arriving through the door. So my body is ready for some nutrient-dense leafage and whole grains. It not only makes me feel better, it can taste pretty delicious too. If you are emerging from your holiday food cocoon, here are a few healthy eating ideas for you to explore. First, lentils. We could all use a little luck this year. I don't know about you, but I'm not leaving things up to chance. Tradition has long held that some foods are luckier than others. In Italy, lentils are considered an auspicious sign of prosperity. The little legumes are shaped like coins, and they swell as they're cooked, a sure signal of increased wealth. They are arguably one of the healthiest grains out there. They contain high levels of protein, and when combined with rice, are a complete protein. They have cholesterol-lowering soluble fiber, as well as about twice as much iron as other legumes, which helps deliver oxygen to your muscles. Lentils also contain folate, vitamin B1, and lots of minerals. They're inexpensive, easy to prepare, and low in calories and fat. A lentil's nutty flavor complements something like a hearty soup. They absorb the meaty taste of the broth and garlic to give the soup a mouth-watering savor. Another Italian favorite is the grain farro. It looks like a little fat version of whole kernel wheat, but it's got a toothy bite and is less bitter than white wheat. Farro can make a great warm breakfast in place of something like oatmeal. The only trick is that you have to soak the grains overnight before you cook them in the morning. It's easy enough. Just cover them with water and throw them in the fridge. Then, in the morning, you can simmer them until they are tender and swollen, about 10 minutes, and eat them warm with a dollop of Greek yogurt and a drizzle of honey or maple syrup. They're tasty, believe it or not, and surprisingly filling. And you can save the leftovers to throw on a salad, add to a soup for a little satisfying texture and bite. Farro is a great source of fiber, iron, protein, and magnesium. With all those nutrients in this little grain, it can provide a lot of health benefits to combat diabetes and for heart and brain health. Finally, winter squash. If you aren't sure about the difference between summer and winter squash, summer varieties are thin-skinned, like a zucchini. Winter squash is thick-skinned, something requiring a hatchet and a strong wrist to get through sometimes. But it's worth it, especially during these produce-starved winter months. I've moved beyond your typical salt and butter approach to the dish for variety's sake. My new favorite is using the golden flesh of the dense squash as a base for a Mexican-esque casserole. I cut the squash in half and seed it, and then nuke both halves in the microwave until it's tender enough to scoop. Then I layer a good amount in a baking dish and smother it with salsa, black beans, seasoned ground beef, and shredded cheddar cheese. Then I just throw the whole thing into a moderate oven until the cheese is gooey and the tips of the squash are just a bit golden. When I pull it out, I add sour cream and chopped cilantro, and voila, I'm eating pretty and healthy for at least the next few meals. If you're taking a page out of this book with your post-holiday eating, I'd be interested in hearing what your nice green leaf consists of. Let me know by leaving a comment on this story at the UPR website. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.